Hi, everyone. Welcome to Domain Sherpa. And thank you for tuning in to the podcast with the best domain name and digital asset content in the world. Today's episode is a Domain Sherpa review titled Fly Me to the Moon, featuring Shane, Amar, and Drew. On today's show, we play the domain game featuring goldvisa.com, abtc.com, zeromail.io, and boba.xyz. And then we've got the NameJet in a Jet segment sponsored by NameJet. And we talk about some domains coming up for auction, including gpt.com. Which is obviously a killer domain that we hope makes it all the way to auction, dryedflowers.com, homefresh.com, and rum.org. And we also talk about naming in general and how domains are a leading example of how the right name can provide the authority and trust and direction needed in a world filled with an increasingly copious amount of noise. We also jumped down a few small-ish rabbit holes, and I've definitely got my work cut out for me keeping us on track. Let's see how it goes. And remember, if you're listening to the audio version of this podcast, you can also watch the video version at domainsherpa.com and on our YouTube channel at ds.tv. You can also listen to the shows on Apple and Spotify and other podcast platforms as well. So please make sure to hit the like button and the subscribe button and all that good stuff everywhere that you can and help Domain Sherpa grow the pie. We also integrate our shows with Muse.ai, which provides search functionality for the shows and transcripts as well. And huge shout out to DNWE, short for Domain Name Wholesale Exchange. It's a trading platform designed specifically for domain investors, streamlining the process of buying and selling domain names to make it quicker and easier. With a community of over 3,500 investors, DNWE enhances market liquidity, facilitating more efficient transactions with standard domain listings, reverse auctions, standard auctions, and soon-to-be-added portfolio auctions featuring traffic portfolios. DNWE is part of EW3N, a family-run digital asset investment company based in London, England, that also operates DomainManage.com, which is a global sales platform, and Brandable.UK, which is a marketplace for UK and co.uk domain names. And also huge shout out to Unstoppable Domains, the only ICANN accredited registrar that lets you trade DNS domains on chain and access crypto investors. With 3% commissions, at cost renewals, and hundreds of resellers soon to be integrated, they're a cutting edge marketplace you need to know about and use to get more sales and keep your costs down. Unstoppable can save you thousands in registration costs. They have $5.com Fridays and $1.xyz Wednesdays every week, and $5 off all transfers in, no promo code required. And last but certainly not least, big shout out to our own business, Media Options, the number one domain brokerage in the world. Find out more at mediaoptions.com, where you can also sign up for our newsletter for the best domain opportunities available in the market every week, and also featuring key insights and other helpful information related to branding, naming, and of course, domain investing. So now, with all that, it's time to get into this episode of Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. What's up, Sherpa Network? Thank you for tuning in today. My name is Jonathan Tedemom, a.k.a. JT, a.k.a. J-On, a.k.a. Sherpa Winfrey, and I'm the host and producer of Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. Today's show is a Domain Sherpa review, where we get into the minds of successful domain investors using real examples so we can learn strategies and tactics to become more successful domain name investors ourselves. Ha, it's a mouthful. We've been saying it since Saiger has been running the show, so we keep it going. Big shout out to Saiger. We haven't done a Domain Sherpa review in a couple of weeks. We've had a couple really cool episodes. If you haven't seen them, we did one with Matt Berry from escrow.com, and last week we did one with Paul Nix from GoDaddy. So if you have not checked those out yet, go get your listen on, get your viewing on, get your learn on. And but now we're back to the basics with an OG squad. And so we'll go ahead and do what we do. We got four segments to a Domain Sherpa review. We've got grand opening. That's where I intro the Sherpas. We see what's going on with them. We talk about some related things, maybe some unrelated things. We've got the domain game. That's what we hear about with the Sherpas recently bought or sold. Everybody guesses. We keep scoring eventually, somehow, some way, someday. Get some swag to the winners. And then we got NameJet and the Jet, sponsored by NameJet. Big shout out to them. We review a list of domains coming up for auction. We see what the Sherpas like, what they don't like. And then last but not least, we've got grand closing, where we discuss anything we haven't covered already, what's going on in the domain space, the market, looking at trends, current events, and allowing our guests to mention, promote anything they want to talk about that we've not already discussed. All right, with that, let's go ahead and introduce the Sherpas over to my right. We got my boy Andrew Rosner, a.k.a. Morpheus, a.k.a. the Dirk Diggler of Digital Assets, a.k.a. Bob Lee Swagger the Sniper, a.k.a. Drew. Drew got what I need, a.k.a. never going to give Drew up. Get Rick Rolled. What's up, dude? How are you?
I'm phenomenal. I am phenomenal. The weather is broken. The sun is shiny in Portugal again, although I think it starts raining again tomorrow, but we're going to forget about that. We had three absolutely stunning days. And as you can see, I got a nice, you know, got a little bronzing on. And, you know, business is popping and, you know, I'm healthy again. And fuck, the world's great. You know what I mean?
Dude, I love it. Love that energy.
We're cooking.
Love that update.
I do want to make a couple announcements. So first off, I feel a personal responsibility to maintain updates on this. So I had said that I had been taking the methylene blue and I didn't obviously recommend it or promote it, but I just said that I had been taking it. I have now stopped taking it on the advice of my sister, who's a neurosurgeon, and told me that basically she loves this stuff, but for IV injection use when she knows that it's, you know, pharmaceutical grade quality, fit for humans, and also for specific use cases. And so what she said is that, like, basically like Benadryl, which you also have to be careful about, come to find out, it opens up the blood-brain barrier. So when you take methylene blue, or you take, you know, there's a category of these drugs that I forget what they're called, but they open up the blood-brain barrier. And so if you've got any of these, like, heavy molecules in your body that you, from, you know, something else you've taken, some supplements, a lot of dirty supplements, some supplements you take are actually just heavy molecules in and of themselves. And so anything that you're consuming, anything that's in your blood, anything, you know, that is probably something you don't want crossing over into your blood-brain barrier, when you take the methylene blue or you take Benadryl or, you know, any of that stuff, you are opening yourself up to that risk that this stuff crosses over the brain, blood-brain barrier, and can create, you know, real problems in the brain, depending on where it lands and whether or not it stays. So anyways, until further investigation, I have halted my use of the methylene blue. And so, you know, if you are taking it, you should, you know, just double check that it's probably right for you. That being
not
said,
medical advice.
I did get one of these freaking hydrogen water bottles and the jury's out. I don't know. I turned this shit up to the fucking maximum. I was like, give me all the hydrogen you can make. And then I bought these hydrogen tablets and I threw like three of them inside the hydrogen water bottle. I was like, I want to know if this works, so I'm going to turn it up to 10. So I maxed it out. I you know, downed a lot of hydrogen water, and I didn't feel shit. So I would say don't spend $300 or $400 on these hydrogen bottles. I don't know, Gary Brecka, I don't know what you're talking about, but this shit don't work for me. So anyways, that's just my public service announcement for today. Made a recent purchase, which I'm enjoying thoroughly. This is a couple thousand-year-old Japanese, what's it called?
Bong?
No, yeah. yeah, it's kind of like a stack, you know? It's like a, they don't know. They actually don't know if it's a weapon, but like the you know, alternative ancient history people say that this is basically a way of channeling the energy that you're able to pull from the ether into the human self, and then channel it to, you know, the ends of this thing. And, you know, I don't know, be like Star Trek out here. It's, you know what I mean?
Well, you could probably use it for like acupuncture or acupressure, right? On the, looks like.
Oh, this. Yeah, you could do it. Yeah, you could do it for all kinds of things. It's, you know.
Yeah, that's cool. You
know, it's heavy, okay, too. This is, you know, it's, you know. I'm going to use
all
the
right. I'm going to cut off the rambling now, just so we can keep it moving and get through the AKs and the introductions. And
Vajra. The word is Vajra. 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 That's what this is. A Vajra. Most of them are Indian, but there's a Japanese. One of the Japanese dynasties also had them.
All right. Well, the good news is.
I bought it because it turns out Elon Musk has one too. He keeps it next to his only one of the only things he keeps with him all the time.
I can mute him.
A pearl millet.
Well, good news about, you know, so the methylene blue, you know, just take it under maybe doctor's advisement. So it's no longer methylene Drew,
You know what I'm saying? It's, you know, we on some.
I'll tell you what, though, the blue pee is really cool. When you start peeing blue, that's just cool.
That's like you were in a relationship with a Smurf. But hey, man, it's all good. Look, we. I don't even know, man. I don't know.
Go to the blueberry fields, and now you got both ends covered.
We are way off the grid. I'm so blue. Ba-ba-dee-da-da-da. All right, let's keep it moving. To my lower right, we got my boy Mark Kuba, a.k.a. King Kuba, a.k.a. Danny Ocean, a.k.a. the even greater Gatsby. Don't chase an unworthy dream, y'all. A.k.a. Marzan, a.k.a. Kuba Libre, a.k.a. LLMRJ, a.k.a. Kuba Soze, a.k.a. Kuba Kinte. What up, dog? How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. All good here. I'm not taking any methylene blue or any of that shit.
What are you taking? What textile dye are you taking?
But I do like that Japanese thing that Drew has. I might have to get one. It's pretty cool.
I really truly like it. You feel powerful when you're holding this thing. Yeah, I play with it.
Text me a link to it.
I play with it. I play. Well, yeah, I bought it in an antiques auction. They're hard to. You got to find it because if you go on like eBay and get some cheap knockoff grass shit, but this is like, you know, this is the real deal. This is like a couple thousand years old. You know, this shit came with a certificate of authenticity. I bought it from my man, Michael Backman Limited, just in case. Shout out to my man, Michael Backman Limited. I'll tell you what, they were very accommodating, very good to work with, wired them the money. I had this thing at my door like a day, maybe 2 days later, all packaged up nice, certificate of authenticity. So Michael Backman, I guess they specialize in Asian.
In the UK.
Well, they specialize in Asian ancient artifacts. And so anyways, I was told, you know what it is? I asked Grok. I said, Grok, where do I get my Basra on? And Grok said that Michael Backman Limited was one of the best places to get you a Basra. So anyways,
the leading
I checked
Basra
them out.
Importers.
That's it. There we go.
I like it, man. That's what's good.
How do I SEO that one?
Yeah, let's go. all right. So great, and more great. Let's keep it moving. Below me, we got my boy Shane Coulter, last but not least, a.k.a. Sugar Shane, a.k.a. Honey Shane, a.k.a. Mike Rowe, a.k.a. Blame It On Shane, a.k.a. Blue Oyster Culture, a.k.a. the Culture Personality, a.k.a. the Culture Club, a.k.a. Doing It For The Culture, a.k.a. Mr. Rowe Botany, a.k.a. Chain, and Chain in the Membrane, and Chain in the Blockchain, Mr. Horticulture. What's up, man? How are you?
Damn. I'm good. My life is much more simple than that. I just got back from 5 weeks in the mountain training. I went to go run hills every day. I lost 10 pounds.
Oh, wow.
I did get rid of the creatine because I bloated up like a farm animal after taking it because it just puts so much water in your body. Which is
you
good.
You are taking something. So this is nutrition Sherpa. This is supplement Sherpa. Sponsored by GNC.
Yeah.
Hey, if you don't have health, you can't have wealth.
That's true. That's very true.
But none of the stuff I take is worth anything unless I get up there and move, right? Like,
yeah, 100%. I'll bite. What? So you were taking creatine. Now you're no longer taking creatine?
Yeah. So I cycle it on and off. So I take creatine during a build cycle. And then when I go into training cycle, I'll go off of it, cut weight. So I can get my weight down, also look good. Your muscles start showing through everything. So water is good, obviously, for you because it helps build and repair. But when I'm trying to cut weight and when I'm trying to get in really fast, I have to lose that weight. So I have to lose like 20 pounds over like 2 or 3 months to cut down to get fast. So I do that by going to the mountains in high altitude and I go through getting rid of the creatine and dropping my calories to calorie deficit and timing it better. So, but you can't do it all the time, right? Like these pictures you see on TV, you just can't, your body can't stay like that. It's a cycle. That's where people don't.
So yeah, I saw somebody posting the other day about a water fast. I as an idea of like, but I just, to me, it seems so unhealthy.
No, there's no water fast. You can decrease water and go to like a more minimum, which I do, like I go in and out, but in general, most of this shit's fad. Most of it, it's a pretty simple game. It's a math. It's quality of input, amount of input, and amount of movement. It's literally nothing more.
Calories in, calories out, but you got to, you know, obviously what you put in your body.
The calories have to be what you're doing. Like, I mean, if you're sedentary, you don't eat the same foods that you would eat if you're out running 10 miles a day. What I eat the day before I run 18 miles is not the same as I eat on a lift day. It's just, people complicate everything. It really is pretty simple. Mm-hmm.
Well, they're also monetizing everything, right? So that's
absolutely. Like, absolutely. When people tell me that I shouldn't eat a Honeycrisp apple because it's too high in sugar, I'm like, fuck that. I'm going to eat an apple over some bagged something. Like, it's just,
you know, no doubt.
It just, none of this makes sense to me. And bringing it all to domains, when you feel better, you last longer in the day. When you get those last 3 hours of the day and you have good brain power, that just compounds over years. When people feel like shit starting at like 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock, or they waste the morning, that stuff compounds. I need hours in the day. I don't got that much time left, man. I'm in 50s. I got like 30 years of good years. I got to make every single minute count. So I'm optimized. I'm not fucking around. I'm keeping moving. But I need to go to altitude, man. Sea level doesn't do anything for me. I could get a little higher. And it's prettier.
I mean, hey, that's where I'm at. You know, I'm just trying to get to altitude, dog. You know, I mean, my attitude is my sea level. Your altitude is your attitude, you know, or vice versa. All right, all good stuff. Well, I'm glad everybody's good into the things they're into. We covered a decent amount of ground already.
We got a lot of free time in domain investing.
You know, I think that becomes a big part of it, right? It's like the domain investing lifestyle is a pretty good one if you can crack the code somewhat, you know, and, you know, it gives you opportunities to experiment and just live and live your life, man. You know, set your price and live your life. All right. So let's get it. Let's actually get into some domains then. Let's talk about the domain game. Let's start with my boy Drew with a buy or a sell. What do you got? Hopefully something I'm not aware of, but
you want to buy or you want to sell?
I mean, I always like a sell because I like, then you get the full life cycle story of the domain, you know?
Yeah.
Shane, Amar, sell?
No, I just got to, I got to buy, but.
All right. Now I'll do a sale. All right. So we're going to go with goldvisa.com. Goldvisa.com.
I'm out on this one, unfortunately, but I'm excited to see what you guys think. Goldvisa.com, baby.
Like
gold.
VISA? Like,
yeah, man. Gold Visa, baby. Gold Visa.
Like,
yeah.
The proper term is Golden Visa.
Yeah, Golden Visa would be the proper term, but Gold Visa.
Okay. Whoa. Hey, let's not get into what the strategy might, you know, be.
We're changing it up. We're going to go ABTC.com. Four letters.
ABTC.
ABTC.com. ABTC.com, baby. Okay. This one I am out on. So it's just going to be you two. Boom. Hot off the presses.
I'm going old school.
Oh, nice. Texas Instruments. Let's go.
I like that. Fuck that blue light.
Nope.
All right.
Down with the man. Get out the old school calculator. We need to start playing with what are those called? Abacus. Abacus. We start playing with abacus.
All right, here we go. Flip it. 3, 2, 1. Okay. All right. So Shane is at $18,500. And Amar is at $99,995. Let's go.
You're both so wrong that you both don't even qualify.
Yeah, you guys might have to guess again. Guess again.
Yeah. Take it back.
That means I'm closer.
Really?
Take it back. Try it again.
Go ahead. Vote again. You'll get the point.
No, Amar, I like it.
Vote again.
Hold on. Well, that's not what I'm
Drew wants to take his proper victory lap, and I'm okay with it. Let's go.
See that? I got the support of the host over here.
Woo! That's because he helped you fucking sell it.
Let's go.
Listen, he didn't help me sell it, but the dude didn't even know we owned it. He had to go check the inventory. He was like, do we own that?
No, that's not true. I knew we had it. I didn't know. Well,
straight up, you had to go check the inventory. Don't even lie.
I had to figure out exactly which bucket of inventory it belonged in. That's the difference. Yeah. So
the Vajra is strong.
The Vajra is strong on this one. All right, go ahead, flip it. All right, now we've got Shane at 150,000 and Amar at 400,000.
Y'all want to try one more time?
No.
No, just tell us.
Oh,
if you added up both of your bids, you'd still be low.
Wow.
ABTC?
ABTC.com, $699,999.
Wow. Oh, nice.
Money in the bank, too. Money in the bank. Done.
Very
no
nice.
No payment plan. Don't pass go. Don't collect $200. Oh,
I got to be the host here. How in the world did you pick that number on a four letter?
It's going to be an ETF.
It's a BTC. It's a Bitcoin.
It's going to be
Shane's been in the mountains. That thin air up in the mountains.
You need a little extra oxygen, dog.
I didn't have BTC. That's not what I heard.
What did you think he was saying?
I never put BTC at the end of that. Oh, shit. I'm off the show. Bring me back later. Oh,
yeah. All right.
So
what would be super funny is if I could snap my fingers and right now Shane's not there and it's like Josh. You know what I'm saying? It's like straight up replacement.
Oh, hey.
Oh, you yeah. Hey, you know, not too bad. Not too bad.
I'll just stare at the screen like he does up here. What?
Oh man, catching strays. All right. So talk to us. How long do you own it? How much you pay for it? I mean, I know all these things, but you gotta tell the world. Tell the world.
I don't know. I bought it 2020. Bought it in 2020. The height of COVID. And we paid 25 for it. And at that time I had gone out and I'd bought basically all of the single characters followed by three things. I was trying to buy all the single character followed by BTC, single character followed by NFT, and single character followed by DAO, DAO. And so I went out and we just went out hunting, you know, there's 26 of each of those. And we went out and tried to buy all of them. And everything that was sort of in the 0 to 25 grand range, we picked up. And we did really well on a few of the whatever single letter NFT ones. We've done well with a few of the names in that sort of portfolio. I think we probably acquired 15 to 20 names between the three. But this is the best one for sure.
Nice. That's a great sale.
Yeah.
How did you,
I had a bin price of $749. Bin price was $749. They came in, you know, this was through Afternic. And shout out to Aaron at Afternic. He did a great job getting them up and closed the deal.
AXJ.
Where did they start?
Now, to be fair, I actually think that this domain is worth all that and maybe more. In fact, probably is worth
it. It's going to be an EFT.
Why do you say that? I mean, I think that's probably a good guess, but do you know about an ABTC NFT?
No, but ETF coming out? It's a great fucking name for an EFT. It's either
ETF.
Yeah.
ABTC is
right. ABTC NFT.
Three names.
FDAO. We all
have three names for an EFT.
Yeah.
The best one might be BTCX or.
Yeah, but you're right.
BTC, but I mean, ABTC is amazing.
Yeah, well, that's what's interesting because I always think, you know, like IBIT, you know, is a little, I don't want to call it underwhelming, but it's like.
Right,
just okay.
Exactly. I agree.
You know what I mean?
ABTC is a better name.
Yeah, 100%. So now we're talking about naming. I mean, look, naming, man. Naming is where it's at across the board, baby. You know what I'm saying? So whether you're talking social handles, whether you're talking ETS,
all roads lead here, baby.
All roads lead to domains. Let's go.
And I want to tell you while you're talking, I freaking sold a name.
Oh, so then, all right, great. Look at this, man. We
literally
out today, boys.
While you did.
Hey, let's get to the casino. Let's go. Now,
just to sort of quick pivot. We're not going to do the dog and pony show, but quick pivot back to Gold Visa. We don't want to leave everybody hanging, feeling all certain way. So Gold Visa, that is the, you know, basically this new visa that the Trump administration is rolling out. You know, it's a pay-to-play visa, $5 million. You get, you know, a residency status, permanent residency status, you know, a path to citizenship if you so choose. And it's got some tax benefits and it's got some, you know, it's interesting because it's the first time the United States is introducing any form of tax status that doesn't require taxation on foreign earned income. And so that's an interesting, it's an interesting development. There are many countries, most countries, I would say, in the Western world that don't tax foreign earned income. So that could be an interesting sort of purview, but maybe I'm biased and you know, but anyways, I think the official name is the Golden Visa. And now they're calling it the Trump visa. But anyways, there's a whole industry called the EB-5 visa industry. And there's a whole industry around this stuff of people that basically go out and recruit, you know, rich Asians and rich Middle Eastern folks and then or African or South American. And then, you know, basically sell them on this visa. They get some kind of cut like a lawyer. And they, you know, basically do this visa process for them. And it's big business. It's big business. I mean, I think they said in the first week or something, they sold 1,000 of these. You know, that's $5 billion, right? So,
real quick. Well, the guys did not guess on the price. Do you guys want to guess on this one real quick? Let's do it. Get an extra point. Right. Somebody's going to get a point here. Let's go. Let's.
All right. Shit's
I was only off by 600,000 on my last one.
Yeah, you know they're gonna way overshoot this one. You know, what I'm saying? Just like on some overcorrecting, like
Gold Visa. Okay.
Yeah. Gold Visa, which could also be, you know, like the credit card.
Gold Visa. I was just gonna say, you know, the actual Gold Visa card. You know, well, and it's not like the U.S. is the first country. I mean, you know, Portugal had it, right? I mean, I feel like, you know,
Portugal, Italy, Spain, Panama used to have one. Golden Visa is a very it's a ubiquitous term in the world of immigration.
Yeah, for sure. All right, let's see it, boys. More points. Boom. All right, so 65,000 for Shane. Amar's at 49,995.
So this one went for 25. I think, you know, underwhelming. But the reality is this. This is why.
Oh, boom, another point.
There's a lot to be said for buy it now pricing. But, you know, in a world where some new thing gets introduced that's a big deal, like this new Golden Visa program, I forgot I even owned this name, but it had a buy it now price, which I think was a very price. Yeah, but in a world where we're going to sell, you know, they're talking about selling, you know, $500 billion in gold visas over 4 years, probably could have put a little more juice in that, you know, in that jar. But, you know, it is what it is. It is what it is.
No, that's
nobody.
Nobody
ever lost money. Nah, nobody ever lost money taking a profit.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. I think that's you know, and it's not Gold Visa; it's Golden Visa, right? So I mean, you know, it's still a pretty solid sale. And Amar with another point, man. Look at you, Amar, man. You might get the win. We'll see. Actually, I think you're almost guaranteed now, unless
I'm guaranteed the win.
I mean, I feel like he should only get a half a point being so far off on ABTC.
Dude, I was like,
he was right both times. Though. He almost should get 2 points. All right. Well, you have a name. Go ahead. So you have to give us a name just on. If you do the name and Drew gets it and then Shane does his thing or Drew or I both get 2 points in the next two rounds, we're going to go to overtime. So there's still a chance. So you're saying there's a chance. Yeah. So you go ahead.
So Shane's up or I'm up?
You're up.
I'm up. All right.
And if Drew or I get this point, then technically we're still alive.
Got it. All right. So let's do. All right. Let's do an IO. Zeromail.io.
Is this a buy or a sell?
Sell.
Zeromail.io.
I love seeing Drew's face.
Zeromail.io.
Okay. All right. Zeromail. That shit don't pass the radio test, that's for sure.
Zeromail. Yeah.
It's like a Never mind. I'm not even going to go there. All right.
Zeromail.io. All right.
Yeah, I gotta give the IO people something to, some hope.
Boom. Got my Jalen Hurts to AJ Brown phone. See, look at that. Touchdown.
All right.
Touchdown. All right, ready? 3, 2, 1. Shane, what you got?
Hold on.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
Come on, man. No. Disqualified. All right. I'm at 999. Shane's at $20,322.
No, 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 no.
I don't know. And Drew, where are you? Drew, what's yours?
No, Shane.
All right. Shane's at 3,500. Drew's at $7,369.
Right. No, Shane's at 9,500.
9,500. Okay.
Shane, man, you're not going to be allowed to use this bullshit calculator anymore for this, man. You know what I'm saying? Like,
just because you don't know how to read calculator text.
I appreciate if you got a red stapler. I got my red You know what I'm saying? I got my joint from Office Space. I got my my swing line. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate the nostalgia.
Shane wins by a little bit. 9,900.
Oh, man, all right. Whoa. That dude, you started for what? Almost 10 G's?
9,900. Yeah.
Wow. Nice.
Wow.
I have a lot of mail.
Zeromail.io for 10 grand?
Yeah.
What?
So. Like I said, I have a lot of mail, M-A-I-L names. My favorite one, Blackmail. But
you have a lot of M-A-L-E names too. But
wait,
cool.
Do you own Blackmail.com?
Yeah.
Oh, what a good
you really?
Name.
Yeah.
That's a great name.
Oh,
A-I-L or M-A-L-E?
Zero mail. No, you know, on the show.
I own the A-I-L. Slavic owns the A-L-E.
I figured.
Does he really?
Of course he does.
Those are the correct hands.
That's really
of course he does.
Shout out to Slav Dog. But real quick. So we actually were just talking on the last show, on the Paul Nick show, about, Inbox Zero and how it's overrated, first of all. And if you are at Inbox
Zero. All you weak ass punks.
If you're anybody at Inbox Zero is like literally doesn't have enough going on in their life. That's what we've decided.
Yeah, you,
jealous really is where that's coming from.
Yeah, but you Inbox Zero fools, you're not allowed around here.
So zeromail.io, dude, I think it's great. Do you have any insight? All right, so what'd you pay for it? How long did you have it? Any insight on the buyer?
No, it was through Afternic, and I picked it up a while ago on park.io, so for their standard, $99. And like I said, I just, for whatever reason, I like M-A-I-L names, and I've sold a few in the past, and I think there's always somebody trying to reinvent the inbox. And so that's why I love Blackmail, because I think somebody's going to take that and make that an amazing email app.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, so, or service or whatever, right?
Yeah, so this is interesting. And I agree with you about the sort of the reconfiguring or whatever of email. So Greg Eisenberg, I don't know if you all follow him on Twitter, but he posted, he had a really cool breakdown on some, his predictions related to AI or observations around AI, and he said that, one of the things that he said that caught my attention was, the idea that, we're going to see a reimagining or reconfiguring of email in the inbox through AI and other that we're not even really, that we're not even thinking of yet, And, even just the way email works or how you interact with it or how you manage it, like all that kind of stuff. And I'm excited for it because if somebody was like 30,000 unread emails in my inbox, all of which are almost all subscription type stuff. That I did see somebody post another thing on Twitter that I thought was interesting. It was like, hey, you want to clean up your inbox? Literally do create a search just that looks for the word unsubscribe and delete all of those. You know what I mean? It's like that will immediately clean out about 75 to 80% of your inbox. But I'm like, no, I'm going to go back and I'm going to read that newsletter, or I'm going to, that could matter. I really might want to see about that discount. But
well, you can just archive it.
Then my archives deep is all get out. It's like it's a quicksand. I don't know. All right. Well,
listen,
cool, man.
When I do, I'm limited to the type of computers I can buy because, like, when I do creation from my old computer to a new computer, I have almost 4 terabytes of mail.
Yeah.
3.6 terabytes of mail.
Is that M-A-L-E or M-A-I-L?
Listen, we got 83 kilos of mail and we got 4 terabytes of mail. Feel me?
Yo, did you say what you acquired it for, by the way, or how long you held on to it?
Gold Visa. I have no idea. I've owned that for a long time. I don't know.
And then that's what about you, Mar? Did you say?
That's probably in my wife's legacy portfolio.
I acquired it for $99. I can look back at when I got it, but it was just from Park. I was the only bidder.
That's awesome. $100 into $10,000. Love domaining, baby. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I mean, that's almost as good as 25 into 700.
But not quite.
What about Gold Visa, though? What was that? What was that one?
The difference is he made nothing on your sale.
All right, let's see. Gold Visa. Why did that have a $25,000 bid price when I have it with a suggested price of $69,000? Let's see.
Jack, we bought the floor.
We bought it for $2,200, so we made a 10x.
10x, cool. Good stuff. All right, Shane.
11x. A little, you know,
I got mine in 2020 during COVID.
I mean, but again, saying, you know, I say it on the show a lot. Like, we talk about these wins, but you're holding on a name for 4 or 5 years. It's, you know, you got to be able to carry the weight. You know, it's not, you know, who's going to carry the boats, right?
Who's going to carry the boats? You know what I'm saying? It's like, I am with my Bajra.
My Bajra is strong. All right, Shane.
I don't even have to carry. I just touch it and I can levitate the boat. If the myth is true.
That's true. Shane, what about you, man? You said you had a buy.
I sold one while Drew has been talking so much. I actually had a couple of sells.
I sold my whole portfolio. It's taken that long.
I literally had a sale during this. Right.
What I tell you, the Bajra is strong.
It is.
Boba, BOBA.xyz.
Oh, nice one. Boba.
A.xyz.
My kids, you know, it's like we're so healthy with them. You know what I mean? Like over the top, but they love them some boba tea.
Yeah.
Is it a standard renewal?
Yeah. I only buy standard renewal. So yes.
Boba.xyz.
Boba.
Right. I'm between two numbers. I'm going to go with the one. I got it. All right. Ready? 3, 2, 1. All right. Amar is at 24,900. I'm at 10,000. Drew is at 4,369. My other shot was going to be 15 grand. I just feel the need to say
it was 15 grand.
I think I get the point anyway. I think I get the point regardless. But
The problem was I put the Bajra down.
Yeah, you got to keep that Bajra. All right, so I think I get the point either way, even with my original guess. All right, so how long? What'd you buy it for? How long do you have it?
I bought it end of December, January this year for $860.
Wow. See, you spent almost $1,000 though. I mean, that's still, you know, this is kind of,
I put $100,000 into, AIs and XYZs, one word standard renewals, short words, not like the big words, but words like
four character brandables, man. You know what I'm saying?
They're like, killing it. Like,
yeah.
That's killing it.
Well, you know, so we helped the D3 folks get doma.xyz, you know, which is also a great one. And this is somewhat similar, maybe even, you know, like super dope little brand. XYZ is doing very well. By the way, big shout out to my boy Blake Gomez at XYZ, man. He's a listener, watcher of the show. He's the homie.
Blake's a great one.
AKA Balake, you know what I'm saying? And because he's always on his grind, man, and doing what he's doing. And he is always hustling. And but huge shout out to my dude, man. Good people.
Blake is as passionate about his domains as anybody I know. Like, he literally loves doing it. He one thing I love about him is he realizes the opportunity and the changes to his life that domains gave him. And I love talking to him about that. Like, he takes that shit seriously. Like, when he talks about it, he's like, I love doing this. I get all the things I have are because of domains, and I love people that are respectful of He doesn't take anything for granted. So he's a good guy. I really like him. He gave me culture.xyz as a gift.
No way, really? Yeah, oh, look at that, man. The spirit is strong. What is it? The Vishna? What's your thing?
Vajra.
V-A-V-A-J-R-A.
V-A-V-A-J-R-A. You know, it's interesting, too. The domains have been registered forever. I mean, this is an ancient thing. But Vajra.ai is an AI company. You know, Vajra.com is taking
it. Yeah. All right. Well, maybe Vajra.xyz is available. Holler at Balake and let's see what's good.
Sounds like something Slavic would have, too. Not that Vajra.
Got that Vajra. Yeah. You can, you know, you get a prescription to it. We're not trying to promote that like we did at the opening.
But if you take some
Vajra, you can get yourself going.
Somebody owns Vajra.xyz and they want $2,988 for it.
That's a good deal.
That's not bad.
You got to get a blue Vajra and then you have the best of all worlds.
I don't even know. All I know, here's what I do know. I do know that my man Amar has won the domain game. So congratulations. And definitely had some good sales, some great stuff to talk about there. Congratulations to everybody for continuing to do what they do.
Media Options is the industry's leading domain broker specializing in domain acquisitions, high-value domain sales, and domain name consultation. As pioneers and thought leaders on the subject of the domain aftermarket and domain name value, plus through their clear domain acquisition service, Media Options offers startups and established corporations an unparalleled scope of high-value domain options, providing access to domain names and curation technologies not available elsewhere. Media Options believes in the power of a great domain name and is dedicated to helping you obtain yours. Call or email today to put a domain to work for you.
All right, now we're going to slide into NameJack and a Jet. We got about, we got about 30 minutes. We're going to, you know, for this and for whatever else we're going to get into. So let's keep it locked in, boys. We got some really cool names. So, hey, this is actually sponsored by NameJet. We review a list of domains coming up for auction. So you can go to the site, domainsherpa.com. And for this particular episode, download the spreadsheet, which will give you the domain, the estabot, take it with a grain of salt, how many back orders at the time we did doing the show, back order end date. Some of these are actually going to end as far as the back order period, but the auctions will be open. But literally right now while this show is airing. So if, go check it out. We don't have any kind of an affiliate relationship. So we're really just saying, go help yourself if it helps, not financial advice. Again, there's a couple of pretty sick names. There's one in particular that I know we're going to talk about.
Is that real? Is GPT real?
It's real. It's as real as it's on the site at this moment with 160 back orders. And so let's dive into that one and then let Amar take the list to start. But yeah, I mean, gpt.motherfucking.com. Do you think it's going to go all the way to expire? I guess we'll see, but it's almost like no chance, right?
Unless somebody's dead and they put it in a vault, like all the...
No. Well, okay, let's say though, for the sake of argument, since technically it's still out there, it goes to auction, right? What is it going to sell for?
I mean, it was on the market. I spoke to the owner at some point, you know, three years ago. It is weird to me that it went to expiry because I feel like something probably did have to happen for that to happen. But I don't know.
He doesn't want to talk about it.
Oh, he's so keeping his cards close to the vest.
I've never heard Drew quiet in my life.
That is the most blatant fucking instance of Drew being like, I'm not going to speak against my interests on this deal right now, which is okay. Look, again, we don't get an affiliate relate. This isn't like, we're just here to talk shop and talk shit. But my man is like, nope. I actually wish you didn't even put it on the list today for the show. This is the thing. If he actually paid enough attention that he saw the list ahead of time and actually read the fucking email, he probably would have emailed me and been like, take it off.
You know what? It's like turning off the Super Bowl and thinking nobody will see the performer if you turn off the TV.
He's gonna be like, straight up, yo, Billy, cut it, Billy, cut it, cut it.
He's gonna need the Vajra to go extra.
Oh, the Vajra.
Yo, the Vajra's strong.
Well, we know he's got 700 grand to spend on it.
Yep.
Yes, I mean,
so on that note,
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, no, it says available soon still. Yeah, I just checked it out. Still available.
I've been pretty shocked at the numbers some of these expiry and drop auctions are going. I mean, I don't know what the fuck people are thinking. And as far as
that's what I say, that's why I'm like, I'm kind of out. Like, I don't know. Like, I buy selectively when, you know, the right person knocks on my door, and I'll mess around at some of these auctions. But most of it, the stuff, the obvious stuff, is I can't compete, or I just choose not to, at least, because I just think the prices are going for like almost end user prices.
That's my point.
Some
of them
obviously are, though. Some of those are end user.
Yeah. Some of it is. There definitely is a lot more, let's say, knowledgeable end users entering the aftermarket, the domain aftermarket, going direct to auctions, going direct to, it's definitely happening more.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, so, you know, I feel like we've been saying that for a while as far as like the prices in auctions, you know, continue to get pretty silly. You know, the deals get harder to find, you know, fewer and far between. And I think that's why it's interesting. You've got a number of different auction sites out there that, you know, now you got the Namecheap marketplace, you know, you've got the .ais, and, you know, and it's interesting because, you know, you'll see sort of some of the same, like, especially with that, like you see like James Booth, like in every single solid, legit .ai domain, like he's either the first or second bidder. That's how I know if it's a good domain, like if it's a good .ai, because he's like all up in that, you know what I mean? But even with that and Sav and a few of these other, you know, platforms and, you know, and Sav, I guess you could argue, is kind of pulling from the drop. So really, they're just not adding new inventory. They're just adding a new platform because they're basically, you know, kind of snagging a few from either NetSol, Snap Names and Dropcatch. But yeah, even if, you know, even with a number of platforms and all that, like people are spending money on domains, even at the investor level. So, but hey, Amar, let's kick it.
Oh, it's inevitable. I mean, there's less inventory and people are reinvesting. You got to fill your inventory and your personal portfolio. So unless domains go down, this is going to be the case for eternity on .coms.
Keep it going. I like it. Keep the train moving. Amar, so the list to you, what do you like? What don't you like?
Let me pull it back up. So
do you like GPT?
I mean, let's not talk. I guess we don't need to talk about GPT.
It just became Voldemort.
Look, I don't care. What I'm saying is,
it's like it obviously.
It's so obvious. Yeah.
Well, is it going to sell?
What do you think it goes for?
Half a mil?
Definitely. And it's definitely going to hit the six figures.
Over under $700,000. That's what I'm putting it at, right?
I think it's 500.
I think five is probably around the right number that somebody says, all right, you know, I'm going to flip it for 3 to 5X, or, you're in that moment, you know, your upside is maybe 3 to 5X and your downside is
500. What ChatGPT sell for? What's Latona sell for?
It's under NDA. I don't know.
Oh, it is. Okay.
I could speculate. I think I know, but I'm not going to.
Yeah.
What did you ask, Shane?
What ChatGPT sold?
Oh, okay.
Because this is more valuable.
This is
right.
More valuable. Yes. That would be give you at least.
Well, you know, you it's say that, timing. Right? But this it's not an obvious immediate sale to like OpenAI, right? It's
right.
GPT is a generic term. It's not the name of anybody's specific product. I would say, you know, to OpenAI, who has the largest cash position of also the largest burn, but you know, seemingly an open checkbook to, you know, bring in cash. ChatGPT was worth more than GPT to them, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree.
So, you know, and chat also worth more because it's just a faster way of getting people to ChatGPT. I don't know. I think probably it goes for 300 to 500. That's my guess.
It'll be interesting to see. Yeah, it's funny. I didn't know what GPT actually stood for. Does anybody here know?
Without general Googling? Purpose.
I think it's generative something transformer.
Yeah, generative pre-trained transformer. As you were getting into it, Omar, I was doing the Jack Nicholson, like, yes, you got it. You're on it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was feeling you. But I didn't know what it stood for until about 30 seconds ago when I chat GPT'd it. You know what I'm saying? It's like, and it basically responded with, get out my business, bitch. why are you all in my business?
By the way, I highly encourage everybody to use Grok as opposed to ChatGPT. Ooh.
I don't want bias in my GPT.
I just think Sam all bad, dude.
As he said that, his computer got jumbled. Did you hear that? Your line of battle fucked up.
He just turned into Little Wayne.
Ew, because that dude's already, he's already the ghost in the machine, you feel me?
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, we'll see. But they just raised more money, right? And then obviously, X sold itself to itself. Grok bought. Yeah, exactly. I feel like I'm staring in a mirror. You know what I'm saying? Like, she just, you know, we've got the short circuit based on the circular, like, function.
I don't know how much you're willing to fall for me for eight. Well, I'll give you $33 million. Oh, that sounds like a fair deal. I'll take it.
It is a little interesting. But hey, man.
Drew, do you use Grok in X or do you use it standalone?
I use it in X.
I do too. And here's what I don't like about that, right? It's because I don't like it because then.
Well, they have the standalone now.
They have a standalone now.
I'm going to start fucking with the standalone. Here's what I like is it's convenient, right? I've got X on my phone. I got X on the computer. I can dive into it and da da da. But then I find myself down a fucking rabbit hole about methylene blue. And I'm like, I wanted to know something completely different. And now here I am being like, you know, I'm now in this rabbit hole about El Salvadorian prisons. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I do feel like ChatGPT, this is my honest experience, is that ChatGPT is censored or it's biased in certain ways. And
GPT.
Yeah, it's got a little bit of that woke virus. You know what I'm saying? It's a little
bit
of
GPT, baby. Hey, yeah. Man. Yeah, I don't know. I think it'll be, I mean,
it's not woke, but it's like a little bit too polite. Actually, that's what it is. For me, it's a little too polite, right? And when I say polite, I don't mean the language, but I mean it, like in what it's willing to, let's say, provide and offer.
It won't get dark on you. I feel you, man.
Well, and Grok is just sort of straight down. Straight down the fairway. You know, whichever way you want to hit the ball, Grok will take you there.
No, I'm with you on that. Well, I think it's interesting that we will get to a point where for these AI agents, you know, tone and sort of direction and general vibe is going to matter. Like, oh,
yep.
I don't use that AI agent because they're just, you know, I mean, it's really wild. Like you start inferring, you know, not personality, but, you know, there are sort
of. But I think it's supposed to, I think you can train them to be like you, to write.
So here's, like
you. Somebody save us. You know what I'm saying? Training an AI to be like Drew, man, forget it. That's how Skynet's going to destroy everybody. It's like, we got to keep him out the machine, man. You know? Sorry.
Yeah, what I'm saying for the best results is you actually tell it what you want it to be before you start asking the questions, and it drills down way.
Well, I found that was true in the initial models. I'm not sure if that's still true.
It does. I don't use it to say like, hey, what was Lauren Bacall's birthday? Like, I don't ask stuff like that.
That's super random even.
Oh, I ask all kinds of random shit all day long. I just ask random weird shit.
Now I kind of want to know what Lauren Bacall's birthday is.
I don't know like, Lauren Bacall,
we're now like down
I don't even know.
Oh, rabbit hole, y'all. She's an actress from back in the day, I think. Right?
That was a really random reference, Shane.
Isn't there a song like from like Bogey and Bacall or something like that?
I don't know. You, how old are you, dog? I know you got that hair and everything. You like?
I think he just outed himself.
Yeah,
motherfucker doesn't look it. He's, you know what I'm saying. He turns out he's like a $6 million man. He's more man machine than man at this point. But you know,
I saw Prince under in a controversy tour, so that tells you a lot.
Hey, it's all good. I saw Styx in concert one time back in the day.
Air Supply. When you take your first date to Air Supply, you've already told everything you need.
I saw Journey. I saw Journey. Ooh. I saw Journey.
That's
in at. I saw Journey in Wisconsin at a Bratwurst Fest.
Wow. But the problem is that could be either way. That could be when they're 80. And
yeah, that's fair. That could be beginning or end.
Yeah,
I saw the dead where Jerry Garcia was still alive.
Yeah.
All right.
That's how old anyway. We are. Okay, let's get to the domains. Sorry, Braden just had a heart attack. Let's go.
Oh, dude, Braden checked out a long time ago. What? All right, Amar, have you named another name?
Have to name a name.
You know, this list was weird because I actually like it, but I don't love it. There's really, I really don't love any of the names. And I know you guys think, you guys were saying how amazing the list was. I don't love any of the names.
Whoa, 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 whoa. You
I just
guys,
said it was an interesting. That's I said it was word. A good one. It was an interesting one.
You
it
guys,
was just me.
You guys.
Nobody else was really saying.
Okay. So I think there's a lot of very good names. And other than GPT, I don't think there's any great names.
Interesting. Okay. All right. Oh, that's fair. I would agree with that. But, you know. So,
yeah. So, you know, I don't know. I don't know. Well, like, I don't know
I
what
feel
I would
like
do.
GPT being on the list broke your brain a little bit, man. Like,
it
I
did.
Don't even know what to say about these other names, this garbage on the list that I would.
No. It's not garbage. Like I said,
I don't care if you think it's garbage. Names. They're not my names. You know what I'm saying?
No,
I guess I feel some sort of ownership because I put the list together, but I'm more just working off of whatever's in the system, man.
Yeah.
Wildfires, you just pull the API from the National Wildfire Database, throw them on a map, and add the shit out of it. Like, literally. Anybody can.
Yeah, right. I mean, but I.
All right, you know what, Amar? Let's move on. Shane, what do
yeah,
you
let's
like?
Move on.
What you like? Because Amar's not ready for this.
I'm not. So I own July.org, so I see November, and I think I could have two out of the 12.
You could have 1/6 of all the months in .org.
November's got Thanksgiving in it. I'm trying to think, okay, what would November, like, what's the value?
November, you know? Do you
those
remember?
Are more or wholesale names, like domain owners like to own them. I don't know how often they sell. I do think probably December and July. I like July because 4th of July and org, that's like the big national, you know, holiday here in the United States.
I just think they make great brands. You know what I mean? Like July is kind
of. Oh, yeah. I think in general in the com.
Like, July, like, you know, you've got companies that leverage, you know, months and their names and stuff in ways that I think maybe with the .org, it's a little different, but, you know.
No, I agree with that. And days of the week, you know, we see Monday and all those Friday and all those names.
You know,
so I think that's good. Fonz is fun. Again, how old I am, right? I don't, like, if I ask my daughter who the Fonz is, not a clue in the world. Not a clue in the world.
Hey.
But I go,
hey. He originally was the guy who jumped the shark. You know what I'm saying? That's the episode of Happy Days where he's on the boat, right? He's in.
That is the best.
That's literally the jumps the shark. I mean, that's where the term.
That literally
comes.
The term.
Like,
comes
like
from
water. Time. Like water skiing, right?
Yeah, water skiing. Yes, exactly.
Yeah,
that's when you knew the show was going down.
It's a wrap. It's jump the shark. That's
we've
it.
We've run out of stories. We've gotten through Mork and Mindy. We've gotten through.
And he jumps the shark in his leather jacket.
Oh, of course he did, man. Of course he did. YouTube that I haven't seen that in
do you think that's still trademarked? Like, I mean, how long does that last? Could you name something Fonz?
I think it would be trademarked still.
Well, yeah, I would assume. Way though, right? Remember, trademark law is based off the idea of eliminating consumer confusion, right? So, you know, it depends on class and, you know, just because a character of a TV show named The Fonz, you could have Fonz.com. It could be a million different things that wouldn't be infringing.
But if the logo was this, I'd be in trouble.
Maybe. Yeah, that would be, you know, we started to get into a bit of a gray area. Like all lawyers love to say, they would say, it depends, you know?
Yeah.
It depends.
Okay, I'll do two more. Dried flowers is huge. Like, people don't realize.
Bastard.
Yeah. Yeah. Dried flowers is a big boy name. And I went to a dried, flowered class where they made them out of this native leaf and they turned them into roses. Oh my God. It was incredible what these women did with these dried leaves. So beautiful. And they were selling them for like $50 a rose.
I was in this class. They were taking these dried flowers and they were rolling them up in paper and then smoking them. It was the strangest thing I've ever seen.
Yet the most amazing. All right. Yeah. Well, that's what's up.
Okay. And then FinApp I like because, you know, Fin names still sell pretty well. Fin and DeFi. And
word on the street is Fin.ai just sold for $1 million. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. FinApp, I mean, could get at, you know, I don't know what Fin.ai is, but, you know.
Well, there's a new, that's because DeFi AI, like DeFi, whatever you want to call it, is a hot term right now. DeFAI.
So, you're like, you know what I'm saying? We can't even spell that shit. We're like, you know, like. I think people are reaching. I think they're fucking reaching on these new trends. It's like. Yo, the new hot shit is boom.
I only sell the trends. I don't actually.
That's it.
I got that shit in .ke.
Selling to the wave. But financial, final. Yeah. Anyway, all right, cool. All right, Drew, what about you, man? Because we got about 10 minutes left here. And we still got to wrap up.
Yeah. So, you know, we touched on pretty much everything I like. I really like dried flowers. To me, that's like an old school type of business that people are going to buy shit online. And like, it certainly is going to be disrupted by AI and like, you can make money. I mean, I can tell you, my mother has a garage that's like, I bet you there is like 1,000 pounds of dried flowers in that thing. Someday he's going to go up like an inferno, you know, like, so yeah, dry flowers where it's at. I think that's actually a great domain, right? Natalie.com. I love the girl's first names. I think they make great AI names and,
the problem with that one is it's two spelling.
Yeah. It's the alternate spelling. And this is the one with the silent H.
Yeah. That's how I would spell it.
As Jen would say, H.
H. Yeah, H.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd spell it with the H. So if y'all on some different shit, you know what I'm saying?
All
right. So, H. And then I like Home Fresh. I think Home Fresh is, it's like it's just a nice brand. Home Fresh is a great brand. That's probably the best brand on here is Home Fresh. Like, who doesn't want a fresh home? I want a fresh house. I want fresh food in my house. I want fresh clothes. I want to be, I want fresh to death. You know what I'm saying? All around. The whole house. Whole home. I want my whole home fresh.
Right. So these are, again, it's a good name, but what's it going to go for, right? What's your upside? What's your max on that name? What do you price it?
I mean, I'm trying to own that name for like $2,500 or less, right? And then I'm hoping to sell it for $25 to $50. Yes.
Jinx.
I'm probably out, right? I'll probably get priced out, but that would be the objective.
Right.
And I do like that. I'd probably, I might dip my toe in above 25, but not a lot higher.
Yeah.
Yeah. I dig it.
The other name I'm going to speak on is rum.org. Now, I just want to say, this is not a name you want to own because you think it's a great investment, but I've been a rum head for a long time since I moved to Panama in 2008. And, I like me some rum. I don't really drink it anymore. More of a tequila guy these days, but I have a deep appreciation for rum. And I would own that name for the right price.
Yeah, that's a good name.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I like rum.org. Hey, and a name I like that we didn't mention. Oh, go ahead.
Space Center is also interesting.
Oh, yeah. Space Center is good. Yeah.
I think that name has good potential upside if you can get it cheap enough. Mm-hmm. I could add.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not sure who the commercial buyer is for it, though.
That's 10.
You know what I mean? Like you already have Kennedy Space Center. So it's like,
and I was there last year. I really enjoyed it, by the way. I don't know if anybody's
Hell yeah. I've been in there a bunch of times. Kennedy Space Center is where it's at.
Yeah. For people who in and around the Florida area that are looking like to take their kids to do something pretty interesting. Cause you realize like space is such a dope thing. I really would love to see like Elon get involved and like just sort of redo the whole shit. Like add some stuff like the history though, of like the original, some of the original space shuttles. You actually see they have in this enormous, big, almost like warehouse style building. And I forget which shuttle it is, but they actually have it like, and they have it sort of cut in half. So you can see sort of the size and what it looked like and like the, you know, get some perspective around like, holy shit, like they sent this thing up into fucking space, you know, 40 years ago. And it's just really, really wild, you know, and they have some pretty interesting, cool IMAX and some other stuff and a few like rides kind of. I went with my younger son and his like school class. I was their chaperone. And which was also interesting, you know, so I gathered them up. By the way, little chaperone tip, if you ever get, you know, I guess you guys won't really, and Shane's long, maybe your grandkids at some point. But I gathered these boys because it's a bunch of 12-year-old dudes that are like, you know, liable to end up fucking climbing on top of the rocket, you know, type of thing. And I was like, listen, guys.
Dude, they got scrambled eggs for brains.
I was like, guys, it's not my job to keep an eye on you. It's your job to keep an eye on me. If you get lost, it's not my fault. It's your fault. And you're the one who's going to get in trouble. So let's just keep, you know, just so you guys know, you better lock in. They were like, yes, sir. You know what? We had a great day. Anyway, but yeah, big shout out to the Kennedy Space Center. It was a lot of fun. And I thought it was super, super cool and enlightening. Kids don't do enough smart stuff. You know, I think that's something that, you know.
To age me, I was born on the day they landed on the moon. So, or as Drew said, the day they pretended to land on the moon.
Oh man, I love that. I love everything about it. I love everything about that. That might have to be the clip. All right.
No, I gotta clarify. So I am 50-50. No. I'm not actually 50-50.
Hey, man,
oh my god. I think there's like a 25% chance that we actually went to the moon. What I'm 100% sure
went to
about
the moon like a week ago.
Not humans. They didn't put a human on. So we sent all kinds of probes, drones, little, you know, robot cars, all kinds of shit. You know what I mean? Wally's been there, but not a human. So anyways.
Wally, but not Walter.
Yeah, exactly. But what I do know is that 100% the video that we saw of them landing on the moon, that's fake. That's not even like up for debate. That's 100% fake. But whether or not without getting into the details, that doesn't actually mean that we didn't go to the moon. There's a whole bunch of things involved with why that video was put out. And I actually even probably support it. Like, you know, if I put myself in the shoes at that time, I probably would have done some gangster shit like that too. But you can be, you know, sure, and you can sleep easy knowing that that video that you saw of dudes jumping around like, you know, cartoon characters on the moon, that shit was fake as fuck. but anyways,
I don't know.
Doesn't mean we didn't go. There's still a chance we went. 25%, I give it.
Great. Anyway, I mean, again, we cover a lot of ground here on
I mean, here's the truth what I is, love. The truth is, we literally don't impossible. Have the technology. We don't have the technology to take a human through the radiation field that separates the moon from us. So it's not clear to me how we managed to do that. And then, oh, we lost that technology. Like, what do you fucking mean we lost that technology? Like, the janitor fucking swept it up and put it in the dumpster and all the people that created it in the first place fucking died at the same time. Like, I don't understand. We lost that thing. But shut up. You know what I mean? Like, we're big boys and girls. Can we just, like, you know, I think we just need to be like, okay, we fucked up. We never made it to the moon. Okay. Reset the room. But here we go. Golden age. All y'all smart mofos out there. Let's get busy. Let's actually do this. And I think you'd inspire, you know what I mean? If you were like, look, Elon, I know you hope and pray, these people were your heroes, but look, that whole thing with Fugazi, But you can be the dude that actually puts a man on the moon first. Dude, Elon will go, you know, if he's at like a fucking 11 out of 10 right now, he'll go up, turn that shit up to 20. And he'll have a dude on the moon like in third quarter.
Okay, time out. So there's a lot to unpack here, and we're not going to turn this. This was supposed to be the conspiracy Sherpa show that you and Jen wanted to do, which would have been great. The because you got to almost do research in advance and say, hey, here's the conspiracy theory we're going to talk about. So let's be prepared, because when you're like, oh, the radiation.
Oh, I'm prepared as fuck.
I know you are, but I'm not. And I'm not even going to try to go down any of these roads or these rabbit holes.
But that's not your role. Your role is to just say, I believe because the government told me. So I know it's true.
Hold on. What I will say, though, is that the radiation barrier is known as the Van Allen belt or a Van Allen
belt.
That's it. Right. And there
Van Allen radiation. Yep.
There is an argument to be made that humans can pass through it. Right.
And, no, there isn't. There's actually none. And even
I don't know enough to even see. This is what I'm saying. I don't know. But like, let's not even go there. Let's just say
it's literally a material science program. It's a material science problem and a biology problem. And neither one has been solved ever. And Elon has the most sophisticated ceramic tiling ever on his rockets. And those things still don't protect enough to allow for a human to pass through the Van Allen radiation belt. So I'm not sure if Elon in 2025 doesn't have the technology to put a human through the radiation. It's not real clear to me how they did it in the 60s. Like,
I don't know, man.
You know what I'm saying? And if you look at that shit, they're like, yo, look at this fucking thing we landed on the moon. It literally looks like something I built with my, like, 8-year-old sister when I was nine.
No, no. I'm not saying. I'm not going to go all in saying, yes, 100% because I do think, and there are even some of these shows and movies.
At this point, it's kind of like an IQ test, right? Again, I'm not saying we definitely didn't go. It's most likely we didn't. All I'm saying is, if you look at that video and you're like, look, that is us landing on the moon, then I don't know how to help you. You know what I mean?
I'm on the internet now and it's saying that humans can travel through Van Allen belts, man. I don't know.
Yeah, definitely. You should believe that.
I'm just saying, I don't know. That's what I'm saying. I don't know. I don't know who to trust, but I think the truth is out there. We could all find it. Yeah, I agree. But anyway, no, all good.
The truth lies with a man.
That was awesome.
The whole truth.
I don't even blame Drew. I just blame Shane. It's like saying, like, you can't blame a
fox. I saw what I saw.
You can't blame a fox, you know, for like wanting to eat a chicken. You can blame the farmer that puts the fox in the hen house.
I'm trying to make my day special.
He's like, oh, I'm going to put the fox in with the chickens. It'll be fine. It'll be fine.
Shane, your day is special. It's the day that the biggest fraud ever was perpetrated on the human race.
Exactly.
Yeah. No.
He's going to say it's worse. And then he's like, no, actually, the worst fraud was this thing that we're now going to talk about.
Listen, you want to get busy on some, what's the biggest fraud ever? I mean, it's up there. It's like, oh, well, I don't know. But there was this bioweapon that they created.
Let's say COVID vaccine.
A thing called it a jab, gave it to, you know, a billion people. And
we're here.
A few million of them just fucking, you know, I think we're at 20 million are dead. Like, there's that one. That one, you know, that's up there. And then, and then, I don't know if y'all paying attention, but this shit is, I mean, I'm not even going to use the names because we'll probably get kicked off of YouTube, but it's like, Malay down in Argentina, he just declassified. He's like, yo.
Y'all can't declassify
shit without me. So he declassifies all the fucking Nazi stuff. Of when all the Nazis after World War II went to Argentina.
Yeah, that's going
to
involve you. We got to unpack
inside
that.
Inside of that document, I read the document this morning. It's wild. Now, they don't have hard proof, but they literally have the highest ranking Nazis that they did capture in Argentina saying that, yes, hit that, you know, the leader of the Nazis.
Whose name we don't want to mention because we don't want to get canceled.
Yeah,
but he got extradited to Argentina.
First name is Adolf.
Look, that dude. Operation AAA.
Die. The United States took his ass, moved him to Argentina, where he proceeded to have two more kids. He's got two kids. You know what I'm saying? He was living it up 10 more years in Argentina. living on the lake. They got the little German town that looks like Bavaria. It's crazy wild. So anyway, so if you're like, look, oh, we didn't land on the moon, that's the biggest conspiracy ever. No, that shit is like Tuesday. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we got a whole lineup of stuff that's way.
We are gonna have to. We're gonna have to get with Jen. We're gonna get busy. We're gonna get Conspiracy Sherpa back on the docket. But the Operation Paperclip is a thing, you know. And there are definitely. I mean, this was
I love it. Operation Paperclip is a thing. That's like a headline. Like, do you realize we brought thousands of Nazis to Alabama, Huntsville, Alabama? Literally the town of Huntsville, Alabama is literally a Nazi town. We literally took the Nazis, all the scientists,
also and we put them. Center. They have a wonderful space center there.
And who do you think built it?
Do they really have a space center there?
Huntsville is a
freaking nuts. Are you retarded? Dude, Huntsville is literally the center of the military industrial complex in America. Aerospace. All weaponry, all advanced weapons, everything that matters in the field of aerospace happens in Huntsville, Alabama.
Yeah.
Right. And, well, hey, look, man, we are way over time and we are way off the reservation. The whole thing
was literally built.
Can I come in on Huntsville, Alabama? Conspiracy Sherpa? I just want to be like listening. I don't have to participate.
Yeah, I got to get with Jim. We got to figure out exactly how. We got to keep it.
I don't know. This wasn't going to be a voyeuristic episode. You know what I'm saying?
Can I just be in the room? Hey, look, guys. All right, we're out of time. Yeah. So we're done with Name Jack and the Jet. Great job of Mar winning the domain game. Great job of Shane getting Drew going. That was awesome. Great job, Billy, because by the time the show ends, it's not going to be an hour and a half. It'll be an hour and 5 minutes long. And
no, it's not that we got to cut out.
I know. It's all good. It was really all good. And there was a lot of domain talk. So really quick around the horn. We got a couple more minutes. Let's just, Drew, do you have anything to talk about otherwise that is related to domains and your life and your world that you want to talk about? I'll mute you if you go off. You know what I'm saying?
What do I want to talk about? I would say go check out dnx.com.
Boom.
It is the absolute best way to surface the best domain names in all of the different marketplaces. Boom. Josh is doing an amazing job over there. And if you are out trying to, like, you know, find the needle in the haystack in these marketplaces, good luck if you're not using dnx.com. What else?
Oh, that's good.
If you're all trying to buy some big boy domains, come check out Media Options. We got, you know, we got DNA.com, human.com, we got twoletter.com, we got, I mean, you name it. You know what I mean? Like, we're heavy.
Yeah, we got some good stuff. So, all right, well, that's what's up, man. Thank you very much. All right, Amar, what about you? What else you got?
Oh, and if you're looking to buy solstice.com, that shit, it's about to sell. That stuff's basically already sold. By the time this thing airs, it's probably already out the gate, so you miss your opportunity. If you're trying to buy born.com, it's about that horse is about to get out the gate. You probably got 48, 72 hours to step up if you're interested in born.com. You know what I mean? Things are moving. We
got some other really cool stuff coming in the pipe too. So, but yeah.
Yeah.
100%. So it's all good. Media Options keeping it popping. So, all right, Amar, what about you, man? What you got?
I got nothing, man. I'm good.
You're like, I don't even know what I walked into today. It's like three guys walk into a podcast. Hey,
I'm happy to be back here with you guys. It's been a minute, so
I know. Well, you know, it's funny because we do, you know, we're trying to mix it up and, you know, do the shows that aren't just your typical, you know, Sherpa reviews. And I was saying, I'm like, it's April Fool's. We really didn't do any April Fool's-ing because by the time it airs.
It's not going to drop on April Fool's.
Yeah. No, you're right. That's, I guess we could have said like, oh, hey, this week on Sherpa coming up, we got, you know, mentioned some other stuff. It is a bunch of fools. But anyway, yep, all good, man. Well, look, appreciate you. And, well, that's why I said we had to get, we got another group.
We really went to the moon.
Shit. April Fools, we're going to talk about domains the whole time on the show today. All right, Shane, what about you, bro?
Same thing, DSAD. I'm going to move into a newsletter, although Beehive does not like links. So I just got an email saying all the links that you do, we don't like at all. But if you sign up for the newsletter, DSAD, I think newsletters are just a good format. If you do a good one, like it's got to be consistent and good. I do that pretty well. Same thing, botany.com. I've got it. If you like, you want to do all this nonsense that we're talking about, I can't help you. But if you want to get in your garden and do some plants and just get away from something different, I do a pretty good newsletter there. The other thing that I'm having fun with is on Instagram, I got @botany and @runner. And the @runner account's blowing up. Like it's getting 500,000 views on some videos. So,
what?
Yeah.
Damn.
Awesome, dude.
Yeah.
Check it out.
But, beautiful women running and, it's just, but I will say the social media handles, without getting on a tangent, they make really good authority. So when I comment as @runner on a runner account, they look at the account real quick, like, ooh, they've got runner, and it just gets more attention and does better. And it has more engagement when it has really good social media handles and domain names. When you sign up for a newsletter at botany.com, you'll see, I got a nice landing site and, it has authority. So again, I'm building on the things that we do for a living, trying to build on some good handles and good domains. So that's
curation, authority, all under the umbrella of naming, strong naming. I mean, it's, in a world where there's so much information, there's so much noise, it's like the authority and the curation really will drive a lot of direction for people that are otherwise kind of meandering or looking for direction, and for things they can trust, sources of information.
Well, products. I'm hoping that's me and my domain names putting them together. I'm hoping that makes for a good social proof and authority figure. So that's
really true. Well, and this is, and I'll just touch on this for about 30 seconds, then we'll go. But on the show last week with Paul, both him and Drew, agreed, with this idea of AI and what it's going to mean for domain names. And, it was this idea that, look, like with all of this noise, all of these options, all of this ability to get AI doing a lot of the work and things like that, it's like, a lot of services, things will be commoditized. Content could be, conceivably commoditized, or the ability to create it, this new ChatGPT release with the images and the Ghibli stuff and everything else. And, really that your moat is your brand, right? And your brand is represented in the digital world through your domain name, and I think social handles are somewhat the same. We talked about it in the beginning. We said naming, under this umbrella of naming, even the name of an ETF, right? Like the better the name, the better the brand, the probably more likely the adoption and use and discovery. So, yeah, dude. So I love it, man. All good stuff. @runner, @botany, botany.com, baby. Come get you some. You know what I mean?
Adam and I own runner.com too. So we've got the full package.
I love it. I remember when you bought that. I was running the auction at NameJet or NamesCon. And I remember when you guys bought that one. I feel like that's almost the same one where Amar bought Tees. Was it that one? Was that the same auction or the one where Frank Schilling bought domainnames.com?
No, domain names was a year before. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well,
hey.
No, still. Yeah, it's easy to start with a hobby you like, but if it's a really good one, you can always expand on it. But we're not very good builders in domain names, honestly. We're better quick than domains. We don't build very
well. Well,
that's and why we're pointing our boner to row.co.
Yeah. Point your boner to row.co. And come get you some. All right. Hey, on that note, that's it. I'm not going down any more rabbit holes. I'm not talking about any other inappropriate stuff. We're going to shut it down now while we still have two people that are still watching the show. To you guys that are still dialed in, tuned in, listening, watching, thank you so much. We say it on every show. Without you, there is no us. A big shout out to the audience. We appreciate y'all. It is why we show up here and do what we do. So we do appreciate y'all and appreciate my co-hosts. You guys are really, like I say on the shows as well, you guys aren't really guests, you're co-hosts, and it's always a pleasure, always fun just to spend time with y'all regardless. And if we can talk about domains, all the better. So, all right, well, thank you guys. Thank you to the audience. Thank you to everybody. We'll see everybody next time here on Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains and the moon. Peace out, y'all. We'll see you soon.